A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example, for they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers and sisters. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. Have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles herself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. In Jesus' preaching today, he really teaches us three things. First, to practice what we preach. What he sees in the lives of some of the Pharisees to whom he is referring, he sees that lack of integrity between what they say and what they do, how they live. And so be aware to live what we say we believe, to practice what we proclaim. And secondly, to not let our good works be put on show, to be a show for others. And finally, do not feel entitled to titles of honor or recognition. Perhaps Jesus exaggerates to make the point, saying, do not let yourself be called Rabbi or Father or Master, not as if these are absolutely inappropriate for someone on earth, for there are teachers who are master teachers, and there are rabbis deserving to be called rabbi, teacher, learned one. But it's that sense of expectation, entitlement, taking pleasure in, thinking of oneself better than, to which Jesus objects. Actually, within all three of these admonitions, not to seek titles, not to put our good works on show, to practice what we preach, all three of them are grounded in one key insight, namely our call to lives of authenticity, of integrity. If we live authentically, we are who we are. We do not need to put on a parade for others. We do not need to make a show of the good that we do. We do not do it in order to be seen or to receive honors or recognitions. It all comes down to the challenge to live authentically, to be who we are, to let go of egoism, to uproot egoism, for it is ego that lies underneath all of these, the desire for recognition, the sense of entitlement to titles, the wanting our good works to be seen and acknowledged, and even to preach without feeling any compulsion to live what we proclaim. And so it's a question of, is it ego? Or is it authentic? Is it my true self, Or is it the false self that makes its appearance? And Jesus cautions us to let go of ego and to be true to ourselves. In other words, we must decrease so that the message might be more clearly seen. We must decrease so that Christ might increase. We decrease so that it's the Holy Spirit who shines forth. It's not about us, but about the message, the gospel, and the word. And so, within what Jesus is saying is simply the message, be true to yourself, be your true self, be authentic. It's not about us. Let go of our egos. We must decrease, for it's all about God. We must decrease for the sake of the gospel. And then our words are not what's so important. It's our lives that speak the message.